What is wrong with this president? How dumb is he? Now, we're going to vet the president. We're going to talk about his vacation, his golfing.
Two golf outings for the president cost $2.9 million. That alone is amazing.
Should a president, the leader of the free world, be on a social network tweeting?
No.
He's kind of a celebrity president. He's kind of like Ryan Seacrest.
This is a president who does not really know what he wants to do. He simply wants to be popular with everybody, every audience before which he stands.
The president seems almost obsessed with cable TV, or am I wrong?
This is a president who rules by executive authority, executive action.
When he's not doing executive actions, he's out on the golf course.
The president heads to Florida for a boys' weekend of golf.
Without the teleprompter, the president doesn't know exactly what to do correctly.
The president's budget that he gave today, all right, doesn't cut any deficit. It increases the debt.
What's in those records that you don't want us to know about?
Once again, he's pandering to the worst regimes and thugs and dictators.
This is a president that is acting like a dictator. This is a president who is ignoring the rule of law and siding with lawbreakers.
This is a president now who's demonstrated that he will lie to push through a program.
And once the president tweets it, then it becomes canon. Oh, that's a fact. The president says it's a fact.
He's in love with campaigning. He's going to fundraisers tonight.
He achieved that significant accomplishment earlier today while vacationing in Florida on your dime.
This president and the people around him are convinced that God has anointed him to fix everything in one fell swoop. That's not how American politics work. That's not how life works.
This is a president who has become known, I think, to the public as a blamer.
He never makes any concessions. He always treats his opponents as though they're enemies.
We have a president who can never admit he's wrong. He's so insecure and vain at the same time.
He doesn't realize that the president has that power to set a tone and other people follow it.
What he's really trying to do is to divide the country and to get his people to turn out to vote.
He simply doesn't like being mocked. Maybe he's a little thin-skinned.
I've been saying, Mr. President, put your pants on. Sit at the table, man up.
Skip the trash talk. It only diminishes the office of the president.
If you want to work with somebody, you don't call them names.
This is a very quick and easy, cheap way to score political points.
Mr. President, you need to stop acting like a schoolyard bully and start acting like the leader of the free world.
Mr. President, everyone is laughing at us.